News, I'm David Byrd. The House has escalated its investigation of President Donald Trump. As AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, the House Judiciary Committee chairman has subpoenaed all of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler has issued a subpoena for all of Special Counsel Bob Mueller's report after the redacted version gave fresh evidence of presidential misconduct.
He practically invites Congress to pursue that.
Nadler telling CBS This Morning lawmakers need the unredacted report and all underlying materials to decide what's next. He says he expects the Justice Department to comply by May 1st, when Attorney General William Barr begins 2 days of hearings. The president today is bashing what he calls the crazy Mueller report and his ex-advisors who cooperated with the probe. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
One man who wants to replace Donald Trump as president, former Vice President Joe Biden, appears to be making the final preparations to join the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
After 8 years as Barack Obama's vice president and nearly four decades as a U.S. senator, Joe Biden is one of the most recognizable names in U.S. politics. His working-class background is seen as an asset, but at 76, his age raises questions, and a half-century in elected office presents other challenges. His 1988 White House bid ended after a plagiarism scandal. He's apologized for the grilling Anita Hill got over sexual harassment allegations against Clarence Thomas during the Supreme Court justices' confirmation hearings. And just last month, he struggled to respond to claims of unwanted touching from a number of women, though none alleged sexual misconduct. Nonetheless, he'll enter the Democratic field as one of the frontrunners. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Christians worldwide are observing Good Friday to mark the crucifixion of Jesus. Robert Berger was on scene for VOA in Jerusalem as worshipers carried out an ancient Holy Land tradition.
Jerusalem was awash with thousands of pilgrims marching through the narrow cobblestone alleyways of the Via Dolorosa, or Way of Sorrows, in Jerusalem's old city. Some carried big wooden crosses on their shoulders. They sang hymns and read scriptures during the traditional Good Friday procession, retracing the path of Jesus to the 14 stations of the cross. Good Friday coincides with the biblical Jewish holiday of Passover this year, and Israelis also flock to Jerusalem to celebrate. Palestinian Muslims attended Friday prayers at the Mosque of Al-Aqsa, the third holiest place in Islam. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Friday rejected a North Korean demand that he be replaced as President Donald Trump's top negotiator. Pompeo made the statement as the United States and Japan vowed to continue to enforce tough sanctions on North Korea until it dismantles its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs. Reuters correspondent Gavino Gary reports.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's not going anywhere, despite calls from North Korea that he be excluded from future talks about its nuclear program.
I'm still in charge of the team. President Trump's obviously in charge of the overall effort, but it'll be my team.
North Korea's demand came hours after Pyongyang announced its first weapons test since talks with the U.S. broke down. KCNA, the North's official state media, also called on the U.S. to replace Pompeo with someone, quote, more careful and mature in communicating. Both the test and the Pompeo comment may be part of an overall strategy to ramp up pressure on Washington after Kim gave a year-end deadline for the U.S. to change its approach to talks.
Gavino Gare of Reuters. Hundreds of thousands of demonstrators returned to Algeria's streets on Friday to demand further democratic change despite former President Abdelaziz Bouteflika's resignation. Protesters gathered again in city centers around the country demanding reforms, including political pluralism and crackdowns on corruption and cronyism. During the demonstrations, a bomb squad was called in to investigate a suspicious package, which turned out to be nothing. Algeria's parliament named an interim president, and an election date of July 4th was set, but the former president's exit failed to placate many Algerians. For more, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.